It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Monday, November 24th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Bureau of Land Management, environmentalists, and the energy industry have reached an agreement on a proposal to drill for oil and gas on the Western Slopes Rhone Plateau near Rifle. Benta Berkland has more.
The new plan cancels 17 out of the 19 oil and gas leases that were issued in 2008. Environmental groups sued to block the drilling, saying it would harm air quality and critical wildlife. U.S. Department of Interior Secretary Sally Jewell says it's a balanced compromise.
It's important for all of us, particularly in the federal government, to get oil and gas leasing right the first time so that the industry doesn't get dragged through a prolonged period of time of uncertainty and cost. We don't end up in a fight and we take care of those places that are too special to develop.
The BLM says this is the largest settlement of its kind. Drilling is expected to take place in about 4 years. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
It's no secret that many across the Western Slope want faster internet. At a recent DMEA board meeting, business leaders and community members showed up to voice their support for the possibility of the Delta Montrose Electric Association bringing fiber optic internet to the rural area. KVNF's Jake Ryan tells us where things stand.
Right now, the DMEA is looking into a middle mile plan. The idea is that they would supply unused fibers to an internet service provider, and that ISP would go around and connect everyone's homes to the DMEA backbone. Olin Lund, the DMEA board president, says that the plan gets complicated quick.
There are problems in using that line for commercial purposes. Basically, we have said we can do this. We will do what we can to help get those problems overcome. But it is not a slam dunk issue by any means. These rumors are already costing us money. We had the sheriff called on us, and we were shut down in putting in some of this fiber optic cable for our own purposes of running the electrical distribution system. That was a landowner who what I know is secondhand, but I do know that we have been shut down in putting in a system, and it is costing us, since we can't have that, we're having to pay a subscription to someone else to carry the signals for us. What they did is they accused us of putting that in, well, for retail purposes, I guess, or commercial purposes, put it that way, to make money off of it. And they demanded that they get a share of the money that comes from that.
That share of the money situation has to do with the easements that DMEA has. Basically, the co-op has agreements to put up the power lines with the people that own the land. The fiber optic network they're installing right now crosses 600 different parcels of land. All of the agreements, these easements that they have with the landowners, states explicitly that DMEA will use it only for their own purposes.
Anything beyond that for commercial use, let's say if we were going to, you know, allow a commercial internet service provider to access that fiber, that's outside of that easement. So we have to work on perfecting those easements.
That's Virginia Harmon, the manager of member relations and energy services at DMEA.
That perfection, there's a cost associated with it, you know, obviously. The estimates are over $1 million right now on the perfection of those easements.
Olin says that the DMEA isn't against broadband, just that it can't affect the electrical bills of its members.
We're not opposed to broadband by any means, and I personally am not opposed to broadband. That's basically my wife's income. She's a school teacher, an online school teacher. That's her occupation. I would love to have it. So would she, but we don't want to put it on the backs of our members.
Right now, Olin and Virginia say they're still looking for input from members of the DMEA.
That was KVNF's Jake Ryan. Open enrollment for Connect for Health Colorado, the state's health insurance marketplace, has started. The enrollment period ends February 15th. Connect for Health has health coverage guides across the state that help people navigate the marketplace and buy insurance. KVNF's Laura Palmisano speaks to Maria Forster, a health coverage guide for Volunteers for America, about the exchange and the people who are signing up for the insurance.
What are your primary duties as a healthcare guide?
My primary duties as a healthcare guide are to help people understand how they can access the financial assistance available through Connect for Health Colorado. And in doing that, I provide general overall education. Sometimes I assist people with their applications, and other times I just counsel them to help them work through their applications so that they can learn that process on their own.
And what is Connect for Health Colorado?
Connect for Health Colorado is our state's marketplace. They are a middleman for the insurance between the insurance carriers and the customers. They are responsible for managing of the financial assistance available to customers to make their premiums affordable.
Now, you're an employee of Volunteers of America. Can you tell me how you ended up being a healthcare guide out here in the North Fork? I believe there was a grant involved.
Yes, there was. Volunteers of America has a mission to serve communities in whatever capacity they can. They received a grant from Connect for Health Colorado to establish an assistance site in the North Fork and in the city of Montrose. I have been working with Volunteers of America in an administrative capacity for the last several years. And when this opportunity came up, I was very intrigued to have a chance to look into providing this service.
Who are the people coming to you to seek information about insurance plans?
Well, initially last year, I guess we could say we had the middle-aged people show quite a bit of interest in looking at a policy. But this year, we have a lot of younger people seeking out policies because I think there's a new awareness growing.
When people come to you for help, what are some of their concerns about signing up for health insurance?
Their biggest worry is affordability. And some people come in with health issues that have been put off for many years. They want those to be taken care of. They want to find a policy that will help them with that and yet have it at an affordable level.
When you're working with people to sign them up for insurance, what are some of the concerns they voice about the process?
Well, the process has been streamlined this year, but with any new streamlined process, there are bumps in the road. A lot of it is the speed of the internet and accessing the form. Sometimes you get glitches. So the initial first week has had some glitches, but we're getting through it for the most part. That's the most common complaint that I've heard. Last year, once we worked through some of the bumps in the road, people got signed up, they got through the process. And I think that's what we'll see this year.
That was Laura Palmisano speaking to Maria Forster, a health coverage guide for Volunteers for America. And finally, the Paonia Eagles are once again the state champions in high school football. Both Paonia and Buena Vista went to the finals undefeated, and Buena Vista had only lost two games in the past 3 years. One of those to Paonia. The Eagles ended up winning 21-7, securing the Division 1A title. Brush High School near Fort Morgan won the championship for 2A, and the other divisions will be having their championship games next weekend. Up next, Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.